violence can be prevented.
University of Virginia professor Dr. Dewey Cornell was one of the featured speakers and experts on threat assessment to prevent a violent attack. Work on threat assessment actually started about 15 years ago. In the wake of the Sandy Hook shooting, the state of Virginia made it mandatory last year for all public schools to have a threat assessment team in place.
As has been pointed out, many of these individuals contemplate, plan, prepare for shootings well in advance, so there's an opportunity to identify them. But even before that, these are individuals who are troubled in some way and can be reached out to, can be identified. School mental health services are critically important in identifying individuals, young people, early, long before there's a risk of a school shooting.
The priority is always going to be to neutralize that threat.
Special agent in charge of Buffalo's FBI office, Adam Cohen. He offered his expertise, saying active shooter situations are a grave concern to local, federal, and state law enforcement.
How often do you hear interviews on TV, see people interviewed where they say, yeah, he just wasn't acting the right way. I felt something was off. So a large part of this is pushing out the education side of it to tell people what those indicators could be.
Those attending the seminar learned about how to manage an active shooter or significant event at a school. Bill Harvey is with the Honeyoy Falls Lima School District in Monroe County. He serves as Director of Transportation and Security.
And what we've worked hard to do over the last few years is to have kind of a standardized format and culture at all of our buildings so that no matter what building a parent or a visitor goes to, any guest, that they're going to see the same format where we're screening passengers in. Not long ago, 3-4 years ago, we were the school where you would go up and hit a button and they would just buzz you in.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.